In this bulletin, Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump arrive in Singapore for their historic summit. Women gain greater prominence among the major Queen's birthday honours. And Rafael Nadal cements his legendary status by winning his 11th French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The stage is set in Singapore for the long-awaited summit between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. The two leaders will be making history when they meet tomorrow at Sentosa, a resort island off Singapore's port. White House spokeswoman Sarah Huckabee Sanders says US and North Korean officials will hold working-level talks today, led by Sung Kim, a veteran diplomat who recently held talks with North Korean officials. Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong, who has met with Mr. Kim, says they're working to ensure the meeting will go ahead without any issues.
From our point of view, it's important that the meeting take place and that the meeting has a positive outcome, sets developments on a new trajectory and one which will be conducive to the security and the stability of the region.
Women are, for the first time, outnumbering men in the list of people receiving the top Queen's birthday honours. 6 out of the 10 Australians being awarded the Companion of the Order of Australia are women, with swimmer Dawn Fraser, Federal Court Judge Catherine Branson, and former Australian Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation Deputy Chief Erica Smythe among the recipients. A Lebanese migrant working to promote ethnic businesses and a Chinese-Australian volleyball coach have also been included. Wei Peng Tu is credited with setting up the nation's Paralympic volleyball team, dubbed Sitting Athletes. He says he wasn't expecting such an honour.
Very exciting and very surprised. I just did like a normal Australia people did. I think I just need to contribute my knowledge is skill to Australia. Australia is a great country, great people. I need a contribution, my skill to Australia people.
The government says nearly a third of Australian families eligible for its revamped childcare subsidies are yet to sign up just 3 weeks before they start. From July 2nd, new payments could see more than a million families up to $1,300 a year better off, but only if they update their details through MyGov. Around 800,000 families have so far made the switch. Education Minister Simon Birmingham says the changes will also see workforce participation increase.
Overall, the reforms we're putting in place will help around 1 million Australian families and encourage around 235,000 people to work more hours, work more days, because childcare costs will no longer be a barrier. But receiving the benefits isn't automatic and people need to make the switch.
Childcare organisations have criticised the government's new subsidies, calling them a missed opportunity and claiming they'll create new problems for both providers and families. Submissions from childcare groups to a parliamentary committee suggest the new test, which links payments to hours of study, work or volunteering done by parents a fortnight, creates a burden on families and services. And there are also fears that parents could struggle to maintain consistent access to childcare services and may find it difficult to manage the reporting requirements. Prince Harry and his new wife Meghan will visit Australia in October this year. Kensington Palace has announced that the Duke and Duchess of Sussex will travel to Sydney for the 2018 Invictus Games, of which Prince Harry is a patron. The Games are a Paralympic-style event for defence veterans. The trip will also include New Zealand, Fiji and Tonga, but as yet Sydney is their only Australian stop. In a statement, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has welcomed the pair. In tennis, Rafael Nadal continues to rewrite the record books with his 11th French Open title, extending his dominance of the tournament. Nadal defeated 7-seed Austrian Dominic Thiem 6-4, 6-3, 6-2, and the victory giving the world number one his 17th Grand Slam title. Nadal says it's an emotional victory.
A lot of months with problems. So coming back and have the chance to win in Monte Carlo, Barcelona, Rome, and now especially here is, yeah, it's very emotional for me, you know, and it's, yeah, it's very, it was a very special moment, and received the, you know, that minute or 2 minutes of the crowd supporting, or that, that feeling in that moment was difficult to describe, but very emotional for me.
And now the weather across Australia, a shower or two in Perth, 18 degrees. Showers increasing in Adelaide, 19. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 16. Similar for Hobart, 15. Mostly sunny in Canberra and 15. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 17. Sydney should be partly cloudy, 19 degrees. A possible shower in Newcastle, 19. Mostly sunny in Brisbane, 23. Cairns partly cloudy, 27. And Darwin sunny and 31 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.